Hi, this is KYW's Dave Urem. Your Philadelphia Eagles, their season is essentially on the line at the L.A. Rams Sunday night at the L.A. Coliseum. The Hall of Famer himself, Ray Dininger, came on Friday morning to preview the game.
Time to talk football. Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz reportedly has a fractured vertebrae. Talk about that. Do we bring in KYW's Dave Urem?
Yeah, guys, bad timing for that. Eagles got essentially a must-win game this weekend, and then they're not going to have their main quarterback. Let's hear from Ray Dininger of Sports Radio 94 WIP and NBC Sports Philadelphia, sponsored by Faulkner Toyota and Trivos, to be sure. Good morning, Ray. I want to get your thoughts on Carson first. What should we question more? His inability to stay healthy because this is 4 injuries in 4 years, or the Eagles' medical staff?
Well, I guess you have to ask both questions. Carson has certainly had injury issues. His final year in college, he was hurt. His first year with the Eagles, he was hurt in training camp, and then now this is 2 straight seasons that he hasn't been able to go the 16 weeks. So that's a concern, especially when you're talking about a young quarterback and you're talking about extending his contract and making the commitment to the future. Yeah, that's something you have to be mindful of, but it doesn't shake my confidence in him long term. I still think he's a really talented young player, and I think he's just had bad luck because all the injuries have been different. Everyone has been a different injury. But anytime you talk about back and the possibility of a lingering back injury, that's something that's a major, major concern.
And as far as this Sunday night is concerned, what do the Birds need to do to upset the Rams, and how much are they going to lose by?
Wow.
Well,
man.
I think
that'd be a downer.
In terms of strategy, in terms of the X's and O's, I think the one thing they really have to do, especially going with Nick Foles now, is I think they have to come out and they have to really have success running the football. And the fact is, you can do that. Teams have done that against the Rams. The Rams haven't struggled much this year. I mean, they're 11-2 for a reason, but their defense has been susceptible to the run. Teams that have come out and tried to run the ball have had success running the ball. And I think that would be a good strategy for the Eagles because, obviously, with number one, take some pressure off of Nick Foles, and number two, kind of slow down the pace of the game, keep the score down, and allow the Eagles to hang with a more explosive Rams team into the fourth quarter. So that's the strategy I would take. I would come in with an offensive game plan to run the ball and keep it close. But the Rams have just too many weapons, and they're coming off a bad loss in Chicago. They want to get this season back on track. So I like the Rams at home, and I'm going to say 31-21.
31-21. Thanks for the insight, Ray. I look forward to chatting with you Monday morning.
I look forward to it, David. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hall of Famer Ray Dininger of WIP and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
And, Dave, I want you to know I have bookmarked you saying how much are they going to lose by.
I know.
And Monday, well, I'm off Monday, but on Monday, Carol can
send it to me.
You about
yeah.
it and give
if
you
they
a,
do win.
Yes.
If they
yeah.
do win.
All right. And Ray Dininger is on with us at KYW News Radio the last weekday morning leading up to an Eagles game to preview and the first one after to recap. His time's at 8:15. And you can also always tune in with the radio.com app.